Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That, once again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going to the calls. Still to come, the story on the latest on the DC Madam. Mm. And who's going to be outed next? First to the phones, to CJ in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Pretty good. Guys ruling the world thing you guys were talking about in the last segment. I just wanted... You actually said most of the stuff I wanted to say in the last segment, but I wanted to add one little thing. All of these people... What's the one thing that has done more to out all of these conspiracies in the last, say, 10 years than any other thing?
The one thing?
The internet.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Right.
You mean out them, get them out there where people can hear them?
Right. Who developed and released the internet?
The New World Order.
Yes. So, if these guys are...
No, really, who developed? I don't know. Was that your answer originally?
The U.S. government military developed,
right.
Developed the internet and released it to the public.
Or at least
it
was, they were largely involved.
I think it was the university system that was more...
It was the government working with laboratories and universities.
Right,
and then
right. The government, said, I mean, the government funded this project that was the internet originally and helped develop it. I mean, regardless of how you feel about whether or not the government should have been involved in that, it was... And largely, the internet has been the one communication source that has been used more than any other to out this new world order. Why would a bunch of evil guys that want to, you know, control information release the one thing in the world that has done more to spread information?
Yeah, there you go. Shooting holes in their conspiracies again, CJ.
So, you guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call. CJ. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, the conspiracy theorist would probably respond by saying, well, they didn't know. They didn't realize what they were doing at the time. By the time it had gotten out into the public's hands, it was too late.
Mm-hmm. Too late. Yeah, it's the same thing like we were talking during one of the breaks. During the Clinton administration, they went after the Western Journalism Center. They sucked the IRS on them. And because the Western Journalism Center was looking at all sorts of things like Travelgate and things like that and Whitewater and Castle Grande. And the Western Journalism Center, this sort of conservative journalist thing out on the West Coast, as opposed to, you know, the Eastern Journalism Center, they got publicity about it. They went out and they showed that the Clinton administration was trying to shut them down. A lot of people in conservative circles knew it, and it was all out there. So, you would think that if these guys were going to try to go after the guys who were revealing this information, they would have done it. But then again, you know, I don't want to overstep my bounds. I'm sure a lot of people out there have stories like, well, you know, so-and-so tried to do something, and he got shut down, and this guy... So
there have definitely
don't
been
that much attention to it.
I agree with you, nor do I. But there have definitely been some suspicious deaths over the years, politically connected deaths, and some deaths that have still have a lot of questions surrounding
sure.
them. But once again, the real issue is the size of government.
Yeah, but you know, you hit it exactly, Ian. And what bothers me greatly about it is that the government in its constant attempt to regulate our lives. Thinks that we're going to forget certain things. And I mentioned this to you earlier. Today is the anniversary of George Bush flying his jet down onto the aircraft carrier and saying mission accomplished. This is also just about a week after Hillary Clinton had an interview with the New York Times about Iraq. And she said, well, we'd have to keep troops there indefinitely. And yet, over the weekend, she was speaking in front of a group of people and said, when I become president, our troops will leave immediately. We will bring them home. You know?
Really?
Yeah, you sound kind of like her.
Thank you.
That was actually
a great rendition, huh?
Yeah.
And these are the things, to me, that... You know, I don't want to just sort of toss aside these conspiracy things because people say, oh, this is very important for our well-being. Okay, fine. But, you know, in saying that I like to look at these immediate problems, I don't only look at immediate problems. I try to look at the overall arc of these things, and they're all part and parcel to government playing too large a role in our lives, government politicians not sticking with the rules and trying to aggrandize themselves at our expense.
You know, I don't think that the evil cabal is really evil enough. I mean, if they're as evil as these conspiracy people say, then they really should be evil. And if I were in charge of this evil cabal and I, you know, got the word, I mean, because if you're in charge of this evil NWO cabal, then you obviously have got people everywhere, right? Because you're in charge of thousands and thousands of people who are all willing to follow your orders at the drop of a hat. Why, that's a whole other question. But, so, you know, the news comes in that there's some guy on the radio talking about your secret organization. It wouldn't take me 10 years to figure that out. I would get wind. As soon as he got on a couple radio station affiliates and made something out of himself, boom. I'd have myself a hit team taking him out with a quickness, and you know, of course, all of the listeners of the guy's show would say, "This is it. It's proof the conspiracy's real." But it wouldn't matter if they were saying that to themselves. They don't have a mouthpiece with which to spread their message. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as soon as these guys were to pop up, I just bump them off. That way, they could never get too big and never get too influential. So, I mean, where's the real evil? Where are the real criminals? I mean, this is just if they're really out there, they're a bunch of pansies.
Well, I think that also if you use the line of reasoning that you were that the government's getting too big, and that's sort of where you're trying to get when you talk about conspiracies.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, there's a big conspiracy, and we need to get you know, people that would shrink the size of government in, and so I'm going to tell you about the conspiracies so that we can get there. I think you leave yourself wide open for people coming up with all different thought processes. When I talk to you about, say, gas taxes, for instance, the government's making 50 cents on every gallon, and the, you know, oil companies are making maybe 15 cents on every gallon, it sounds to me like the government is getting too much out of a gallon of gas. I don't leave you too many places to go with that thought process. Whereas
if I say
that George Bush was part of a big cabal to you know, take down the towers on 9/11 and the Pentagon,
you can be attacked from all sides.
Right. You know, there's the Democrat. Well, let's just vote the Democrats in. They'll fix it. Democrats are they're part of the American Sons of Revolution too.
Whatever.
And you know, you leave yourself. You're putting out more fires than you're not accomplishing what you're trying to accomplish. I think it's circuitous.
Yeah.
Very good. You said it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Hello.
Hey Stephen. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'd just like to make a pseudo-correction to what the last caller said.
Yes, sir.
The government did create the Internet, but they did not create the web, which was created by a man named Tim Berners-Lee. So it's a little misleading the way that he just stated it flatly like that.
Yeah, so basically you're pointing out the government funded some research into interlinking computers together.
The most advanced it ever got was, prior to the web, was that colleges were able to email each other.
Right.
The government did not create the web.
Thank you for that that point of clarification.
Okay. That's all I wanted to clear up.
Thanks, Stephen. We appreciate it. And I think that's important to point out, is that a lot of people will say, well, if it weren't for the government, we wouldn't have the Internet. And I think that's a little bit short-sighted.
Yeah, absolutely, because they had the Internet. It just wasn't being put to productive use.
The suggestion was that if it weren't for the government's initial seed money, then the Internet never would have been created, which I don't believe for a moment.
Well, this is the thing. You know, you can't say that it would or would not have been created. I think it probably would have been created.
Of course, you got one computer.
Very clearly.
Someone's going to think, let's try to get it to talk to that other one.
Other computer. Right. Exactly.
Networks aren't anything new.
Yeah, they were doing networks inside of businesses. They would have done them outside of businesses. And it just so happened that the government had come through with this highly inefficient system. And when the marketplace took a hold of it, they actually made it a profitable venture.
Exactly right.
Very good.
The marketplace is what turned the Internet into what it is today, not the government. And the government's still sitting back there trying to figure out email.
Right.
We did a story last year.
A series of tubes.
About the FBI. The FBI had to cancel $179 million computer upgrade project because they kept bringing in IT guys who, you know, from the outside, not government bureaucrats, but obviously when they got hired on, they became one. But they kept bringing in these IT guys, these managers, to try to process this program into fruition. And they just from whatever bureaucratic hurdles were there, they couldn't get it done. These IT guys kept throwing up their hands and saying, screw this, I'm out of here. They kept bringing in new guys. Eventually, the FBI just had to say, oh, well, I guess we'll keep the file folders. You know, they don't have a grasp on this yet. They want to tax it, they want to control it, but they still don't really understand it.
Bad one.
And it's moving so fast, by the time they actually do figure out how to tax something, hopefully the Internet will have moved around that. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. We give it away. It's free. wiki.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you. And Gard.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also, again, join us at freetalklive.com. You also need to know that April is Financial Literacy Month, And so give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. Let's go straight to the phones and to the fun. I believe we have Matt in Illinois on the line. Matt, is this you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your
mind?
I lost you for a second there on the other phone.
Yeah, we had some serious technical difficulties during the break, so we're on our backup system. What's up?
Okay, I wanted to just throw something out. Back in the early 1990s, I used to belong to BBS, which is a bulletin board system.
Yes.
It was before the internet was widely available to people, and it was just some guy who had a server in his basement, and I would dial his phone number, and the computer would come up, and we could leave messages back and forth, and we could send back and forth the GIFs.
Right.
And little games and stuff like that.
Like early 90s porn, you could send that, too.
Right.
I know what you mean when you say GIFs.
That's some of the stuff.
Yeah.
That's some of the stuff that we send.
You could play little games. There were little door games that they had. I was a BBS addict back in the day. I was in 1992. I was probably 12 years old. I'd get home from school, and I would log into something like 50 different BBSs that were available.
Wild.
Yeah, I was spending way too much time on it. But, yes, I am familiar with the BBS phenomenon. It was actually pretty popular. Go ahead.
Okay, I can hardly hear you breaking up, but that's kind of what I was going to say. That was kind of the beginning of the internet, too.
You're right about that.
Right.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it. Yeah, bulletin board systems. That's sort of why I named the Free Talk Live BBS as I did, because
yes.
I'm just old school like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
If old school enough, you'd call it a stone tablet.
You know, actually,
wall or something.
BBSs, they had... let's see. They had pay BBSs. There were free BBSs where anybody could call in. It was usually one phone line because it was all done on modems back then. You didn't have cable modems and DSL and all that stuff. This is pre all of that. This was when you had a 2400 baud modem, and that was back when 2400 was the standard.
Now, how come? What is the difference between? I know it went to like 9600 baud.
Then it was 14.4,
and then something just switched. But then they ceased to talk about modems and bauds. I don't think that...
No, it went up from 9,600 to 14,400 to 28,800.
Okay.
Then to 56,000, whatever the...
Yeah,
56K.
You know, it's interesting. I used to do a radio program right out of college just around that time. And there was a guy who used to listen to our radio program, and he was sort of a science fiction writer, and he was trying to get published, couldn't do it, and so on and so forth, and... he would always bring us gifts on the air, and we would do goofy things. And I actually went and visited him at his place one time with some friends, and he had early BBS stuff. And he was always saying, he was doing Star Trek games, a big sci-fi
mm-hmm.
fan. It turned out later they busted him for child pornography.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, he wasn't exactly the best guy to have associated with our radio.
You're assuming
show.
That it's true. I had a friend of mine who would, downloaded... This is what he claimed to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about friend. Friend might be pushing it, right? Some guy I met. This is, he dates a girl that I used to date.
Mm-hmm.
And he claimed that he had just downloaded a whole bunch of porn through GIFs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know what all of it was. And he hadn't even looked through all of it. And the police claimed that some of the girls on the pictures were underage. So
how do they know?
Right. How do they know?
I mean, obviously, if it's really young, it'll be obvious. But if it's 17, 16, how the hell do you know?
It's very difficult, you know, and it allows us to enter into a whole conversation about private communities. Oh, you know, I should mention, I should see, is it okay if I put a plug in for that article I got over at Mises?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really actually should thank them. That's the way I should do this, because the people at the Von Mises Institute, it's www.mises.org.
M-I-S-E-S.
M-I-S-E-S, thanks. I worked on a very, very large piece that is the final section of a book that I'm going to be releasing soon, and it's going to be called Live Free or Die. And the last section of it deals with
approaching John Locke's philosophy, there are some conflicts, internal conflicts and contradictions within Locke's Second Treatise of Government. So what I did was I studied that, because much of the book prior to that had been a defense of individual liberty based on Lockean natural rights and the historical precedents set up by the U.S. Constitution and the Articles of Confederation and things like that. So what I went and did, I said, look, you know, thus far I haven't done a good job really studying Locke sufficiently. So I wrote this big piece, and I said, gee, you know, I'm going to see if I can rework this a little bit. I'd like maybe some other people to see this. So I sent it off to the Von Mises Institute, and Jeffrey Tucker over there, they did the most amazing job. They put it in last week on Friday for their weekend read. It's a 17-page piece. It's a huge, huge piece, and it was really,
a little
really
on
heavy.
The scholarly side.
It's very heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically an anarchist approach to an alternative to even what we assume is limited government, in a negative idea of negative reciprocity. You have a right to be left alone by me, I have a right to be left alone by you. Because Locke made, I think, a mistake. He said, essentially, well, you know, you have a right to keep your property, except that your property can be taken from you to provide for the police department that's supposed to protect your property. So I tried to study that. So anyway, the Von Mises Institute put it up
so
there.
So people can basically read the last chapter of your book for free.
Yeah, yeah, essentially. It's going to be pretty much the same. And they put another article in there, too, and I got a lot of flack about that one, about Guantanamo. Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
The Supreme Court denied certiorari today to another one of the Guantanamo cases.
Certiorari? What is that?
It's essentially they would not hear the case.
They wouldn't
allow the case to come up to the Supreme Court level. A lower federal court ruled that the Congress...
So that means that they have to continue languishing.
They're going
to
sit there and they're not going to get habeas corpus. They're going to have to go through the military commissions, because the Congress voted last year with the Military Commissions Act of 2006 to basically establish everything that George Bush was doing illegally.
How long are we going to hold those people?
I'm not holding anybody. I'd like to point that out.
Hey, one of the emails I got from somebody, so that was my earlier article on Thursday, the Mises Institute published that one. I got an email from this guy, says, I hope they stay there all the rest of their lives. Clearly, he doesn't read very much of the Von Mises Institute.
I guess not. And you know what? That's a great. It is a good question, Mark, is how long is this going to go on for? I would guess it'll probably go on for as long as the so-called war on terror goes on for.
I thought the war with Iraq was done when he said mission accomplished 4 years ago today.
Apparently he thought so, too.
Apparently we're not done yet. Yeah.
800-259-9231. So I guess I don't get to reminisce uselessly anymore about bulletin board systems. We'll talk about the D.C. madam here in moments. Your calls as well. Plus, on the way, a politician apparently was mugged recently, and they're using that as an excuse, I guess, to call for more gun control legislation. I guess Gardner's got the story. He'll bring it to us.
Yeah, let you know.
And your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special FSP tour buses or on your own and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
800-259-9231. So, as promised, we do have the latest on the D.C. Madam situation.
I love that soundbite.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Glad I ripped it off from ABC News a few years ago. Anyway, so the latest on, and appropriately enough, it is an ABC News story, or it's going to be, coming up, I think, on 2020 this week. They're going to have an exclusive, but the AP actually does have some details on this. In case you don't know, just a quick recap, Pamela Martin and Associates was a business that was being run by Deborah Jean Palfrey, who is now facing charges, essentially, for being a madam.
She was engaged in the wrong kind of commerce,
well,
apparently.
Apparently she was engaged in this type of commerce for quite a while and was getting away with it for a while. And now that they've brought her up on charges, she's threatening to release some interesting names. In fact, the first name came out over the weekend, some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., actually a fairly high-ranking one. We can talk more about him in a little while. But the latest now from the Associated Press, Ms. Julia doled out a steady stream of advice, both practical and philosophical. From a California home, she emailed tips to the 132 women who worked across the Washington area for the firm Pamela Martin and Associates. Her newsletters, now excerpted in court records, were a virtual how-to manual for avoiding all kinds of trouble in a business said to specialize in erotic fantasies. Quote, one never quite knows where evil, i.e. the Vice Squad, is lurking in this business. Read one entry from 1995. Quote, the misogynists get a real kick out of surprising, shocking you girls when you give them the opportunity. Therefore, you are to lock, double lock, triple lock all doors. Figure it out before they get you. Unquote. Miss Julia was the pseudonym for Deborah Jean Palfrey, the woman at the center of a sex scandal that has caused a deputy secretary of state to resign and has lawyers calling around town trying to keep their clients' names out of public view. A one-time law student, Palfrey ran for 13 years, which she insists was a legal escort service. Federal prosecutors allege she was providing $300 an hour prostitutes, and a grand jury indicted her in February on federal racketeering charges. Palfrey piqued fascination and anxiety by first threatening to sell the phone records that could unveil thousands of clients, and then handing them over, apparently for free, to ABC News. She's scheduled, apparently, to appear tomorrow in U.S. District Court. Actually, I guess it was today. On Friday, Randall Tobias resigned as Deputy Secretary of State one day after confirming to Brian Ross of ABC that he had patronized the Pamela Martin firm. Speaking on Good Morning America, Ross said Tobias told him his number was on Palfrey's phone records because he had called, quote, to have gals come over to the condo and give me a massage, but there had been no sex. Now, just a real quick insertion here on this particular issue, because Becky Akers over at LouRockwell.com did a little bit of research, I guess, and discovered that if you wanted to hire Ms. Palfrey's escorts, they cost $275 for 90 minutes.
It's quite a neck rub.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? I mean, you'd think that you could just hire a massage therapist,
but, you know,
pay her $40 an hour.
The thing is, when you're upholding all these unconstitutional federal laws and, you know, you're engaged in ripping off people, it gets there's a particular muscle in the back of the neck that needs a lot of, it's very difficult.
You can only get it from the $275
girls. You need the best you can find. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, yeah, we believe you, Mr. Tobias. Sure we do.
Yeah, well, he was Assistant Secretary of State, right?
Deputy Secretary of State,
right. And they also got a few other people, I guess, now. And I think it's great. There was one guy, I guess he's with one of these sort of neoconservative think tanks, the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
I hadn't heard any other names come out.
This
must be
guy,
news as of today.
It says, 2 weeks ago, Palfrey alleged that military strategist Harlan K. Ullman, this is a new report, yes, but it was alleged 2 weeks ago. I don't know why they didn't report it sooner. The creator of the shock and awe combat theory, Harlan K. Ullman, and now a senior associate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, was also a customer. Ullman said that the claim was beneath the dignity of commons.
Oh, so he's going to have anything to say to it.
Yeah, he's got nothing to say.
Well, here's the rest. There had been no sex, he said. And that recently he's been using another service with Central American gals for massages, of course.
Right, the ones that don't speak English can't talk about it.
Yeah, what about all the immigration problems there, huh? What's the deal?
Tobias, who's 65 and married, was director of U.S. Foreign Assistance and administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. He previously held a top job in the Bush administration overseeing AIDS relief, in which he promoted abstinence and a policy requiring grant recipients to swear they oppose prostitution. Interesting. Palfrey's flamboyant attorney, Montgomery Blair Sibley, said Friday that he's been contacted by five lawyers recently asking whether their clients' names are on Palfrey's list of 10 to 15,000 phone numbers.
It is interesting when he's involved with that, international development organization.
I'm not sure.
That's the one that...
the U.S. Agency for International Development?
Yeah, that's the one that hands out special favors to corporations to advertise in China, things like that, and then they get a lot of money back for various candidates for the party that happens to be in charge. So it is ironic that, in a way, they're both prostituting themselves, and, you know, now he's getting in trouble for engaging in commerce with a prostitute, allegedly.
More revelations are in the offing. Ross said the list includes names of some, quote, very prominent people, unquote, quote, as well as a number of women with important and serious jobs who had worked as escorts for the firm. The disclosures have been made sparely and artfully 2 weeks ago in court documents about calling former clients to testify on her behalf. Palfrey named Harlan K. Ullman, an academic whose main claim, there you go, was a scholarly paper he wrote on shock and awe. Sibley also filed notice that he intends to depose political consultant Dick Morris in a separate civil proceeding. Pomfrey also declined to comment on either Tobias's resignation or other names that could arise. She said, quote, as the old saying goes, I need to dance with the guy who brung me. I promised ABC News that the 2020 interview will be an exclusive one, and I'm sure you can understand my situation. She sounds like quite the business lady. For all the attention she's attracting, she does retain an air of mystery. She's dropped intriguing hints about herself over the years, but demurs when asked for an interview about her life. She says, quote, I am not a quitter. Additionally, I abhor injustice on any level and in any forum. I frankly persist despite life's barriers. It's no more complicated than this. She sees herself as an entrepreneur being railroaded by an all-powerful government in a David and Goliath scenario. Prosecutors have made much of her history. In 1992, she pleaded guilty to attempted felony pimping. She started her Washington business while on probation in California. The little that is known about Pomfrey comes from court records, interviews with acquaintances, and a series of emails. Through her writing, self-assured with triple exclamation points for emphasis, she shows contradictions and gumption. A woman who says she lives, quote, by the golden rule and who describes herself as sophisticated, a perfectionist, and a cat person who will not go away without a fight. Other friends can't decipher the contrasting images. And then they go on a little bit more into her past about who she was and, you know, what she did. And it's clear that she's had some links to some prostitution activity in the past. And, of course, they're going to try to paint her with this evil black brush as a result of that.
If you've learned, you know, let's say that there's such thing as a legitimate business called an escort service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There has to be one out there, right?
Sure.
Somewhere there is a business, and it could very well have been hers, that just rents out women's time to go places or hang out with you or hold your hand or whatever it is that they do. And if you had, say, you had learned sort of things in the prostitution business,
right.
You've got this set of skills, and I'm not talking about dirty skills. I'm just saying, you know how that business works.
Right. Yeah.
So why not just take those skills and bring them to something legitimate, like an escort service?
Which is what she's done. She made her she made all of her workers, for lack of a better term, sign agreements saying that they would not be engaging in prostitution. So if they were to engage in prostitution, they were in violation of her private contract, her employment contract. So this is going to be interesting to see this case develop. Your calls about whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do ask that if you like the website, you like the fact that we give you all the features on it for free, well, we'd like you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is a simple one. It is that if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us out a little bit, then send us $3 a month. It's up to you, totally voluntary. In fact, over 370 of our listeners are doing just that, sending us as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and we turn it around into advertising for the show. We promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations. And we get on more stations. We get on more people's internet connections and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you do get some perks for joining the Amplifier program. You get access to the Amplifier Only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you'd heard about the $24 billion Coast Guard upgrade boondoggle.
Oh, well, no, I've not.
I could have added that word myself, but go ahead.
Well, I read in The Economist this last week, the April 21st issue, that there's a $24 billion plan to upgrade ships, aircraft, communications, and tracking. But they were going to upgrade some 110-foot cutters into 123-foot cutters, and that was scrapped because the first aid showed signs of cracking. They ordered 418-foot national security cutters. The first one showed structural flaws. They're still going to take delivery of the other seven, and it will shorten the life of the 30-year lifespan and lead to costly repairs now and down the line.
Good Lord.
And it's just not their money. They don't care. Look, if you bought a car, a big expensive car, and it showed evidence right away of cracking, what would you do?
I'd go and get my warranty taken care of.
Right, I'd freak out on the salesman that sold it to me. I would be there once a week, every week, at the showroom saying, hey, I've got a lemon here. You've got to do something about it. I want a new car, and I want you to prove to me it's not going to crack again.
Well, this is what happens when you turn everything over to the contractors. They kept everyone in the dark, kept changing performance and design goals. But there's one thing I do have to say about it, and I hope this is dripping with enough sarcasm. At least the Senate is holding hearings.
Mm. Yeah. Ooh. Well, you know, the hearings, big deal. It's kind of like Arlen Specter holding hearings. The Democrats think, oh, we have a Republican who's siding with us, and then nothing comes of it, investigating anything.
Yep, they'll just reallocate the money.
Hearing? Yeah,
that's going to change Washington.
Well, and you know, this actually comes to play when I was thinking about that piece that I was writing that's over at Mises now, because I was thinking about, you know, the rationale for limited government people is that the only justified government is that government which protects us and our property from encroachments by others. We form a government, a national government, to defend us against other nation states.
So they say.
They say. And then if you look at it, you say to yourself, and Locke, I think, made a mistake by saying that, you know, somehow it's excusable to take your property against your will for your own defense, and it gets very complicated. You look at this Coast Guard issue. You say, okay, we assume, many people assume, that government can take your money against your will and fund your the defense force. That's supposedly what it the only just
paradox.
Reason
it is
for
a bit of
yeah.
a paradox.
Well, how much is enough? What if you don't want it spent on the Coast Guard? What if you protest this? And so then you start to see that all of these intellectual assumptions that they have about government existing for your defense are not really supportable, because when it comes down to it, everybody has different levels of what they think would be an appropriate defense. Look at this boondoggle in the Coast Guard. You know, many people would say, it's ridiculous. Other people would say, well, it's part and parcel to what the Coast Guard has to do. We have to accept these expenses. I don't want to accept them, but,
right, but if you don't accept them, they'll send their goon squad over to your house and throw you in a jail cell.
And the best we're going to get is a Senate investigation?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to choose. I don't want to spend my money on that. I want a private organization that'll protect the docks. And
I think we need defense from the government.
Thank you, Kurt. I agree. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. This is the ultimate paradox that the minarchists like Mark have to deal with, is that they believe in this miniature government that only protects our person and property, but then if you decide you don't agree with what that government's doing, that same government that's supposed to be protecting your person and property is then the agency that's threatening your person and property. But yet, if that agency comes and threatens your person and property, whereas any normal band of thugs that were to come and threaten your property, you're going to say, I come to your house, Gardner, and say, get the hell out, and point a gun at you,
sure. You'd
have the absolute right to pull your weapon and shoot me over that. But if you have a badge on and a uniform on and you're the government, then all of a sudden if I shoot you, or if you shoot me, or if I shoot you as the government at that point, then I am, in the eyes of everyone, just a terrible person.
Yeah.
How dare I defend myself against the government?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the
standing up to the legal.
It's the baby in the bathwater.
And it's difficult, you know, and it doesn't mean that these are mutually exclusive. For many people who can't quite make those final steps over to the free marketeer side, the anarchy side, as some people might say, and I think you've done a great job to depict it more on the appropriate side, the free market side.
Yes.
Because you will come up with structures, but there won't be any government. If people are unwilling to make those steps, I think there is a fulfilling intellectual process in being able to say, look, I'd like to challenge the government assumptions as much as possible. I'd like to have taxation happen as little as possible, even if you can't agree that, you know, some people won't come as far as we would, but they could say, oh, you know, I'll investigate it anyway and see, oh, maybe I could go with you on that. Maybe we could do that.
I liked how you pointed out that there's this wide variation amongst every individual of what level of protection is right for them.
You can't get unanimity.
Well, not only can you not get unanimity from individuals as far as deciding on what level of protection is right, but the government couldn't possibly ever provide the levels of protection.
Yeah.
Whereas the marketplace can.
Yeah.
The marketplace can provide whatever people in the market are demanding.
Right.
And so if all you want is a couple locks on your door, you can go and buy those locks, have someone install them. And if you want armed guards protecting you 24/7, if you can afford it, you can have that too. So the marketplace will allow for both of those extremes and everything in between.
Yeah.
I think that what my concern is that if we were invaded, what we would be attacked by is a big, dangerous, coercive government that has managed to siphon off money from its constituents to amass an army to attack us with. And it concerns me, to have my, my local volunteer fire department / militia to be the only thing to go up against this huge behemoth. That's the reason I think that we had a federal government in the first place, was to sort of control the
military. I guess
it
would make sense. I mean, it would make sense that this, that scare tactic would work on people, because it's very effective. It sounds very scary. The idea
idea that people are going to, you know, some evil government from around the world is going to come in here. So we need to have our own evil government to tax and enslave us in order to protect us from the evil government that's theoretically going to come in and tax and enslave us. I mean, it's an absurd suggestion, first and foremost. And secondly, evidence just doesn't support it. Iraq, their government was defeated for sure, and the U.S. government has taken the reins of what was left over after the Iraqi government lost. But then the insurgents have been doing an okay job of fighting off the world's most powerful military with homemade bombs.
Well, I've said it time and again. I'll be happy to go with you to small government. And then once we get to small government, like really small government, government so small that nobody would care about no government at that point. A federal government so small that it barely intrudes on people's lives and probably funds itself through some means like tariffs or something inconsequential.
Right.
Because it wouldn't need a lot of funding. Once we get there, then we can look at
You know what? I hope we never get there. I hope that instead we see secession first.
You know, I was going to mention something, and actually I was thinking about what you brought up, Mark, and Ian, you touched upon it. If you look at the differences in efficiencies between the large statist states and the small statist states, the USSR versus the American economy, the productive semi-capitalized American economy was able to outperform the Soviet totalitarian Sovietized socialist economy to such an extent that we had so much expendable capital that we could fund a war machine, or at least in this case, in most cases, a defense machine against the Soviet Union that just outperformed them dramatically, technologically, in every way. They were bankrupting themselves.
Right. They were putting everything they possibly could into their military machine, and they just couldn't get enough productivity out of their people because their people weren't incentivized.
Now, take that example and place it into a totally free market-oriented regime where you say, okay, what sort of defense forces are we looking for? We have insurance-like companies that say, provide us with what you want, your interests in defense.
Let's come back and expound on that a little bit. 800-259-9231, how it is that the wealth that would be created in a free market would go much further towards protecting a people from an invading force than any violent government ever could. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.